Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
As Sweet Baby James brings us back from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. We're mellowing out here a little bit on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos and the mellow around here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of our favorite folks in the brain trust, Jay Baer, author of Talk Triggers, author of Hug Your Haters, author of Utility. Jay, I need your website and any other big projects you got going on.
ConvinceAndConvert.com is our main site, ConvinceAndConvert.com. Got a new project coming out in 2 weeks. We are ranking, my team and I, America's top 50 hospitals based on their social media prowess.
Wow.
That'll be a fun report coming out from our research arm.
Yeah. How about that? Good for you.
Yeah, well,
be sure I get a copy of that.
You bet, sure will.
Yeah, I'd like to report on that. So we're talking about voice-assisted search, folks. Voice-assisted, voice-activated content. We're talking about the digital assistants, Alexa and all the other Alexa and Susie and Muffy and Buffy and whatever they call these different things. Siri, that was the first one, wasn't it? Wasn't Siri the first one?
That was the first one. Yeah,
that was
first
Apple.
One, yep, there's a new one actually coming. A new one coming. Hasn't been talked about very much, but it's really, really good. You're going to see a lot of it. It's called Bixby. It's from Samsung.
Right.
It'll be baked into all of your Samsung devices, your washer, dryer, your television,
your phone,
your refrigerator, everything.
It's already part of your phone. So folks, this voice-activated stuff is going to increasingly be part of your world because your cars are going to have them in it.
Yep.
You're going to be walking down the street. A telephone pole will have one next to it. I mean, who knows? When 5G comes out, when 5G becomes ubiquitous, these units will be ubiquitous. It'll be part of your world.
Right.
And all I got to say, Jay, is creepy, creepy, creepy. Because that, if you think about it, folks, all you have to do is say Alexa. And Alexa is listening for her name. And when you say Alexa, she goes bloop, 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 and just
turns
like
on,
when my Bluetooth recording. Speakers come on. And so that means she's been sitting there waiting on you to say her name to follow your instructions, Jay. But if she's listening for her name, what makes us think she's not listening to whatever else she wants to hear?
Yeah, you know, this is the thing.
Creepy, creepy, creepy.
I got to kind of compartmentalize myself here a little bit. As a citizen, I get a little cautious only because you think, okay, who are the actors in this game? Well, you've got Google, you have Amazon, you have Samsung, you have Microsoft, and you have Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that historically that's a cast of characters that is entirely trustworthy. So that makes me a little concerned as a human being. But my responsibility is a business and digital marketing strategist. That's what I do and what I have done for 30 years. And so while as a person I might have some mild concerns about how this technology could be used, I feel like it's my responsibility to say that being the case, you know, in 18 months, half the country are going to be using these. And I can't afford to sit on the sidelines because maybe at some point Amazon is going to use this for nefarious purposes.
Neither one can afford to be Luddites about this. However, it is also, as high adopters, as experts in these areas, it's also our job to point out the potential exposure, the potential disadvantages. And the point that I made in my book, in my new book, Jay, is that what's going to drive this is not that somebody woke up in the morning and said, I can't wait to find out what Jay and Jim have going on inside their house. What's going to drive it is they're going to increasingly be seeking competitive advantage over each other. And at some point in time, there's a breach. You and I both know that the firewall is what they are supposed to know and what they're not supposed to know. What they have access to is when you and I announced on Facebook that we got a raise. What they don't have access to is when you're talking to your wife at the kitchen table about you just got a raise, but nobody else knows about it. But if Alexa is sitting there listening, Alexa can know about it. And that's the competitive advantage to get to you first with an ad, to get to you first before anybody else. This is what's going to drive it, Jay, and this is where it's going to get out of hand. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that is the greatest risk is using voice and what they would call voice inferences as targeting material to say, well, we're pretty sure that Jim now should see an ad for a new car because he mentioned his new job. You know, this idea that somehow you're going to expose your political leanings or your religious philosophy or your Social Security number and somebody's going to steal your identity through your...
This is already happening on searches, Jay.
Yeah, that
it's already happening on searches,
but the targeting part, yeah, of course it is. Well, you may remember, when Gmail first came out, Google read your emails and
that's
put
right.
ads in your email based
that's
on what
right.
was in your email.
Yeah.
And then
finally
people said, that's a little much.
That's right.
And this is the same thing, essentially.
And this is what you said just now is what we're going to have to do. People are going to have to say. This is why you and I have to have these conversations, so people know that what we allow them to do is going to have to be up to us. Because they're not going to self-regulate. We know that, right?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Hey, Jay, I need your website one more time.
convinceandconvert.com.
All of his books are there and all the good stuff. Hey, Jay, good job today. Come back soon.
Sure will, buddy. Thank you so much.
Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, whatever he's got will help you. Check it out. Book break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.